says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Hey folks,
country folks can survive.
This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota at the beginning of the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on Friday night, July 26th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, and wherever you are, you're invited to participate in the show at 800-313-9443. As always, live radio. It's, you know, there's nothing quite like live radio. I like recorded radio. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. I like TV. I like movies, video. All those things are fine. They're great. But and have participated in all of them. There's something about live radio that's different. It's and if you catch the bug, there's nothing like it. So that's what this is, live radio. There's no more direct connection between listener and radio host, and there's no or host, let's say speaker or producer of the sounds or images. There's no more direct connection than live radio. And television doesn't do it. If you've ever been on a TV camera, very few of those TV cameras are actually live. There are some live shows, but there's a delay in almost everything. And even if it's only a few minutes, that means that the producer, the director, the editors have a chance to, you know, take out any bad words. There's just that feeling of, it's like being on the trapeze or something with the net under you, a big cushy net. And there's that difference with being up on the high wire with no net. That's what live radio is, the high wire with no net. and it's a thrill both for the person up on the high wire, I guess you could say the radio host, and for the everybody in the circus tent. That's you folks out there. Because It's something to watch someone who could fall to their death. I hope I don't die here on the radio, but someone who could fall to their death, it really changes the viewing experience, does it not? If you've ever done that. They used to do that. It probably doesn't happen anymore today. But there was a time when you could go to a circus and watch somebody on the high wire with no net. And yes, that was more than 50 feet that they would fall. Anyway, here it is. Call in if you so desire, and we'll update ourselves on Donald Trump and the phenomenon of Donald Trump in tonight's show. There's been some good stuff. I'm looking for something that I saw quoted on TV, and it's there's a lot of good tweets here from the president in the last 14 hours, if he's been tweeting away. He quotes Tucker Carlson here. Let's see. But the one that I'm looking for, and I haven't found, is one where he says, and I believe it was today, he was talking about what has happened with the Mueller witch hunt, and he says, this is treason. Now, he said it once before. This is treason. He got that. He nailed it. a couple, like 2 months ago, or maybe 3 months ago, he said, this is treason. He was talking about the witch hunt. And he was talking about the deep state at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department, which attempted to destroy his primary run, destroy his presidential run, destroy then, after being elected, his presidency. And they're still trying to do it. It is treason. I presumed when I read the quote on the screen, it looked so much like a tweet that it must have been a tweet from the president. So I thought, well, I'll be able to find that tweet very easily when we go on the air. And I have not yet, my eye has not caught such a tweet. And so this is a chance for you out there in the audience to help me. Can you find a location where the president said this is treason? Maybe it was a press conference or a moment on the camera. There is something he did just put up. Let me refresh my tweet here, my Twitter. And it's a this is a funny one. Let me refresh it again. Let me set the stage here for you, first of all, what the visual is. Let me pause it. Okay. At the podium, this is a visual that the president has put up of Adam Schiff, what a jerk, flanked by or standing behind Nancy Pelosi. Also standing behind Nancy Pelosi are Jerry Nadler and Elijah Cummings. Is it Cummings or Cummins? These are the three committee chairmen who are all fools and traitors, all of them, as is Nancy. And she's in her yellow dress, bloviating at the microphone. But you'll hear music. You'll hear kind of like sad music that the president has put over the picture, voiceless. They're not talking. You can't hear them. But you hear this dirge music, like funeral type music, or mainly it's directed at Jerry Nadler. And then it focuses on his face. Nadler looks like hell. So that doesn't make for very good radio, does it? But here it is. I'll play it. And then the president sandwiches this with comments from that he himself makes. Here he comes.
Democrats had nothing, and now they have less than nothing.
And, you know, the humor of it sinks in on you as you look at Jerry Nadler's face. He's like half a head shorter than Nancy Pelosi. He's damn near a midget. And just the look on the sad dog, gloomy look on his face as he must, you know, he must be contemplating how his whole world has caved in. He's pinned his whole career on the glorious Mueller report. And the destruction of Donald Trump thereby. All right, so that was the latest tweet from the president. Let's just see here if he's tweeted in the last minute. he does that sort of thing. He says 2 hours ago, wow, big victory on the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns the lower court injunction allowing the southern border wall to proceed. Big win for border security and the rule of law. So that's good. Good. Thank you, Mr. President. Okay. He's having fun with these tweets, I'll tell you. Let's see here. Let's find another one. He says 6 hours ago, the World Trade Organization is broken. When the world's richest countries claim to be developing countries to avoid WTO rules and get special treatment, no more, with 3 exclamation marks. Today, I directed the U.S. Trade Representative to take action so that countries stop cheating the system at the expense of the USA. And I'm wondering if the reference there is to China, which is the second richest country in the world after the United States, and on a trajectory, if this is not interrupted, to overtake the United States in everything, in wealth, military power, you name it, space exploration, unless that is stopped. And maybe they're claiming to be a developing country. And remember, it was Bill Clinton who brought Red China, with whom we had no trade, zero, brought them into the World Trade Organization and began the demon rat and rhino process of transforming China from a dirt poor, desperate dictatorship into a nation that has the capacity to surpass the United States and potentially to crush the United States because of their evil. With the amount of power that they have amassed, if they wanted to go to war with the U.S. in a, let's say, a suicidal war, they have the power to do it. Let's see here. Okay, here's one direct from Donald Trump 8 hours ago. It looks like it's directed to Emmanuel Macron, the president of France. He says, France just put a digital tax on our great American technology companies. If anybody taxes them, it should be their home country, the USA. We will announce a substantial reciprocal action on Macron's foolishness shortly. I've always said American wine is better than French wine. Oh, that's good. Then he directs a shot at one of those American technology companies, Apple. He takes a shot at Apple. He says, Apple will not be given a tariff waiver or relief for Mac Pro parts that are made in China. Make them in the USA. And no tariffs. Get your ass back into the USA, Apple, and then you won't get those tariffs. Nice. And then he says 10 hours ago, let's see. He says, Fox News is at it again. Now, this could be interesting. So different from what they used to be during the 2016 primaries and before. So Trump has been noting the fact that Fox News is going in the direction of the fake news. He's caught it. He says, in the 2016 election, he called them proud warriors. Now, the new Fox polls, which have always been terrible to me, they had me losing big to crooked Hillary, have me down to Sleepy Joe. Even considering the fact that I have gone through a three-year vicious witch hunt perpetrated by the lamestream media. Oh, I love he's taken up that word, lamestream media. I love it. Bingo. Thank you, Mr. President. In collusion with crooked and the Democrat Party, there can be no way with the greatest economy in U.S. history that I can be losing to the sleepy one. Keep America great. He's right. He's absolutely right. So these polls are just what the president has called them, suppression polls. They're designed to create, via suppression, to create the impression that somebody like Sleepy Joe Biden is actually winning. And thereby control people's election behavior. I don't see it as a tweet. I don't just don't see it on This Is Treason. So if somebody, let me go over here to my caller board and see if a caller is actually trying to alert me to having found that quote from the president. Nope, I don't have a call in that regard at this moment. Let's see if it shows up on Breitbart. Let's refresh Breitbart and see what's happened in the last 24 hours. I hope no one was offended too much by the ripe language of John Nolte yesterday in that wonderful, brilliant piece in which he skewers Robert Mueller. That was just wonderful, calling him the piece of crap that he is. Let's see what, let me update this here. Oh, let's see. We'll find a good one here. This is this great developing story from Robert Epstein. He says the power of artificial intelligence, AI, is too dangerous to be controlled by China or Google. The power of AI is too dangerous to be held by any one entity, any one government, any one company, declared Dr. Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, during a Thursday interview on Breitbart. He says, quoting him, computer algorithms encoded with human values will increasingly determine the jobs we land, the romantic matches we make, the bank loans we receive, and the people we kill, intentionally with military drones or accidentally with self-driving cars. How we embed those human values into code will be one of the most important forces shaping our century. Yet no one has agreed what those values should be. Still more unnerving is that this debate now risks becoming entangled in geotechnological rivalry between the U.S. and China. It's a little bit impenetrable to get his meaning there, but it's let's see if he breaks it down into more plain English later. He says, centralization of power related to internet search and more broadly the dissemination of information is dangerous, cautioned Epstein. Another executive at Google quit, Meredith Whitaker, who'd been there for 13 years, recalled Epstein. She's an AI expert and she is expressing concern about Google's use of artificial intelligence and how powerful that is. She just published an article in which she's warning about the company's, this is a quote, quote, largely unchecked power to impact our world in profoundly dangerous ways, unquote. That's a Google executive, Meredith Whitaker. She quit because of that. Epstein continued, so yes, AI and who controls it, that is one of the central issues of our time. Do we want China? To be the leader in AI for the world? Probably not. But the fact is, we don't want the power of AI in the hands of any one entity, any one government, any one company. It's much too dangerous. Let me skip down here. The broader public must be alerted to the growing threat of increasing power held by technology companies to shape human attitudes and behavior, Epstein stated. He says, that's what I'm trying to get people to understand and get fired up about, which is that everyone is under threat here. We'll continue with his thought right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. And I'm frantically searching here for This Is Treason. And it shows up in one of my searches here. Somebody can find it is better than I am in a Rush Limbaugh excerpt. And let me just see if I can make this play and see if
Gravy, the multimedia marketplace.
I don't want an ad. Let's let the ad go. Let's see what we have.
People wouldn't believe it. It wouldn't be believable.
You know, Mr. President, I famously have asked Lindsey Graham. He really, when Attorney General
Multimedia
Barr
marketplace.
Was before his committee, he went through a list of things. Do you feel that Mueller did a good job? Did he have the resources? Do you believe that his team had every opportunity? You turned over 1.5 million documents. I can't believe you encouraged everybody to testify before Congress.
Jeez, what is this? Come on, what is this? You know, people are doing so many strange things on on the internet. I don't get this one. Anyway, that, of course, was Sean Hannity. And the word Rush may be in there. It was a reference to it's a Rush excerpt. But anyway, the president did say this is treason. One of the highlight moments for me ever was when he said this is treason about the witch hunt and more good things. And I'm just thinking he might have said it again in the last 24 hours. The engineer's telling me that those were audio watermarks that somebody put on their clip. So silly, the things that people do out there. But anyway, let's go back. Let's go over here to, let me hit refresh on the president. And nothing absolutely brand new there. So, and over at Breitbart, Supreme Court lets Trump build the wall, lifts injunction. And the president, as we read his tweet, this is a big win for border security and the rule of law. Definitely no question about that. The president announces that 52 miles of fresh wall have just been completed. Let's see here. Remember we heard the Turning Point USA conference in Washington, and here's Alex Marlowe, who's one of the big wigs at Breitbart, talking to the Turning Point USA students. He says, "Be fearless and walk toward the fire." So let's listen now. Alex Marlowe, he's one of the brilliant writers we've read over and over again on Breitbart, along with Nolte. Here's Alex Marlowe. Fairly young looking guy. Oh my goodness, don't inflict an ad on me. Oh, no, I don't want a diamond ring or any other kind of ring. Okay, no, I don't want to add engraving to my ring. Please give me the video that I asked for. Here he is. Here he is walking out on the stage at Turning Point USA. Remember, the president addressed the same crowd.
Morning, everyone. I'm Alexander Marlowe. I'm the editor-in-chief of Breitbart.com, and I'd like for all of you... I'd love for all of you guys to see a short video. Let it rip.
Steve Pack has got to go.
Now, this is a video. Let me tell you the point here that Alex Marlowe is trying to make. He's showing Andrew Breitbart when he was alive. That's actually when he was most active, was during that period. Showing Andrew Breitbart yelling his lungs out in response to left-wingers who are chanting, apparently they're chanting, CPAC has got to go. They're trying to shut down CPAC, which is a conservative political action conference that occurs every year. And so he's showing, Andrew Breitbart was not timid. We're learning after the fact, because he died in West Los Angeles, apparently of a heart attack. But he created Breitbart. And these few people that have created things, John Stadtmiller created the Republic Broadcasting Network. Andrew Breitbart created Breitbart. Donald Trump created what? He created the Trump Revolution. Single, incredibly courageous people have made an enormous difference. And Marlowe is saying to the many, I don't know how many people attended, Turning Point, they're on 1,300 college and high school campuses. He's saying, be fearless, what he said. Be fearless, walk toward the fire. And I don't think he means flames. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back, and I'm actually meeting a person for the first time I was unfamiliar with. And he looks young. He really is. He's only 33 years old. He grew up in West Los Angeles, which is my old stomping grounds, Pacific Palisades and Malibu for me, and Santa Monica, but West Los Angeles as well. And those all four of those are connected. Alex Marlowe, only 33 years old. He's the editor-in-chief, has been so for 5 years. Last 5 years of Breitbart. And he's talking to Turning Point USA, at which President Trump spoke. Listen to what he has to say. This is just a couple days ago. Very interesting on what's working.
Manipulating the fake news media into acknowledging what were serial violence perpetrated by a left-wing movement. Or, I'm hearing it in the audience already, D, all of the above.
Now, he's asking people to characterize. He's asking people to figure out what was Andrew Breitbart doing in that recording?
By Robert Krajicek on July 26, 2019.
That's Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart was my boss, my mentor, and the founder of Breitbart.com. And I want to break down for you the genius.
Let me get rid of that. Somebody's yapping away.
Student Action Summit in Washington, D.C.
Gee whiz. How do I get rid of this?
Breitbart popularized an understanding of the way culture shapes politics.
Let me see if I can get rid of this.
Culture is upstream from politics, said Mark.
Okay, it's on there. Gee, what in the world? Okay, let me try again. Hang on. Okay. Oh, my. You're going to make me go through this?
Hi, it's Shandy Autry.
Oh, hi. Let's skip this ad. Please, please. Please, I don't want a steak. No. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to Alex Marlowe again. And I'll break in here. Okay.
Fox News. Number two, and also
now here's the exciting part. Listen to this.
Breitbart, largely thanks to you guys and people like you, we have 20 million readers, and we were the number one media outlet on social media in the 2016 election. Thank you.
That's important. Huge.
So just a quick aside from yesterday and how dominant conservatives are on social media right now, which is why we call them the masters of the universe, or Breitbart, our tech elite, why they hate us so much. We were looking at these social scores on Facebook for a huge news day, right? The Mueller hearings yesterday. It was a number one on all of social media, Fox News. Number two on all of social media, Breitbart News.
Huge.
Number three on social media, this is the best part. This is the best part. The personal page of President Donald John Trump.
Now, folks, that is huge. And that's what you can see it happening here on this show. Where do I go constantly? I go to Fox, Breitbart, and Donald Trump's personal page. Those are the three best sources, and the best quality of those three, of course, are Breitbart and Trump. Fox comes in third. But those are the top three. And it turns out that even on Facebook, they haven't got their algorithm goosed sufficiently yet to hide all the facts. So even on Facebook's own algorithm, they had to admit that those three, Fox, Breitbart, and Trump's own personal page, his own Twitter, outperformed everybody else.
And number four, fake news CNN. So Fox, Breitbart, and Trump beat ABC, NBC, CNN, all of the left-wing establishment media outlets. It was quite a news day, wasn't it? Yesterday, they were going to get the orange man. They were finally going to get him. But they all got trumped again because Mueller had brought the low energy. We're bringing the high energy today. And a lot of that comes from Andrew. That was Andrew's spirit. He grew up in Hollywood, and he became a conservative largely due to talk radio and just sort of how icky and dishonest the left can be. He worked at the Drudge Report for many years, and he even founded the Huffington Post. He worked for Arianna Huffington for a while as a researcher. She was more right-wing at the time. And what she did is Andrew gave her the idea, well, why don't you get all your crazy left-wing friends to write blog posts, and then the left will love it, and the right will make fun of it, and so it'll be a win-win. And it was a pretty genius idea, so it worked out pretty well. But I want to go back to the video here. So you're probably wondering who he's yelling at. And in this case, it actually doesn't really matter. It happened to be Occupy Wall Street, who were protesters. But if you're really interested, Andrew made a documentary about them called Occupy Unmasked. I would recommend that.
Now, he gets into detail here, which is too much for us in our little show. But this is very interesting. I kind of want to – this is a new – I know there are geniuses at work inside of Breitbart, but now for me, this is my getting acquainted with one of them, only 33 years old, Alex Marlowe. This is a young guy. He's obviously really smart and has the high energy and the enthusiasm and the courage. So this is very encouraging to me to see this phenomenon happening here from a really young guy. In charge at Breitbart. Let's go to a caller here. We've got Ken in Fort Worth on the phone. Ken, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Hey,
I read by Breitbart every day. Also, I read the Rinse News and FOURWINDS 10, Four Winds 10, and Before It's News, too. You ever go there?
Well, I'm certainly aware of Rinse, yes. And
yes.
But you'll notice that Alex Marlowe, who he apprenticed under Andrew Breitbart, and he mentioned that Andrew Breitbart apprenticed under Matt Drudge.
Right.
So there's a chain of inspiration here. Drudge to Breitbart to Marlowe, and what we're seeing is the establishment of a community, a movement. And now Donald Trump has brought all the little pieces and the disparate parts of this movement. He's brought them all together, inspired. He's created his own tidal wave. But go ahead, Ken. I interrupted your thought. Go ahead.
So anyway, Google Rinse News and FOURWINDS 10 and Before It's News. And you read a lot. You spend all day reading, you know. Hey, let me give you a couple items here. In Fort Worth here, Kenneth Copeland has got his Believers Convention going on right now. And I'm across the street at the bus stop, and there's a couple of guys standing out there with big signs. Well, I had to go see what they're talking about. But anyway, what they had on a sign, I saw free speech and freedom of press and freedom of assembly. But anyway, there were some cops out there. I wonder, why do they need cops for that? I couldn't figure it out. Anyway,
let me mention this, Ken.
Go ahead.
One of the great things that Donald Trump has done, one of the tremendous things that Donald Trump has done, two very important communities of people that you need. If you're going to take your country back, you better have the Army, by the Armed Forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and Coast Guard.
Right.
You better have them on your team. And you better have the police on your team. If you think you're going to take back your country fighting your own military and fighting your own police, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. It isn't going to happen. Now, here's one of the things that Donald Trump has done that's new. This is different for us. We've been very well. Donald Trump has got America's police fired up. They love him. Police chiefs, police forces, the rank and file, state troopers, city police. Every kind of different kind of police that we've got in America. And I believe there are about 1 million law enforcement officers in America. That's a lot of people. Something like that, 500,000, 1 million, it's a lot. And they're really important people. A policeman's importance in the community when you're talking about, you know, the securing the community is very much greater than just the average person. Donald Trump has those people in support of him. The other group, the military. The military loves Donald Trump. And I used the example in a recent show of his appearance at the Navy Academy in Annapolis and at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He stood there and shook the hands and saluted every single graduating midshipman and cadet. I mean, this guy, and can you imagine all those people out on their assignments now, all those lieutenants and so on, getting started in their careers, and they are... They are Donald Trump. They're on the Trump train. The military's on the Trump train. Because, you know, ironically, people don't know this. Ron Paul demonstrated it in his campaign. He had huge support from the military. Ron Paul's support, people don't never learn this. The media, of course, hid it from people. Ron Paul had more support from the military, expressed even measured in money, contributions, because when you send in your contributions, I think it's over $100 or $200, you have to list your employer. And so people in the military listed the, you know, U.S. military. Good. Ron Paul had more support financially from the U.S. military than all the other Republican candidates in 2008 combined. Now, that's amazing. He was the peace candidate in 2008 because if you're in the military, you know, people get the wrong impression. They think, well, guy's in the military, so he must be so gung-ho. He wants to go out and, pound his weapon on his chest and start a fight. No. If you're in the military, the bullets are traveling both directions. You don't want a war. Yeah, in fact, if you think you're a peace person not wanting a war, sitting at home watching TV, if you're a guy that has to go up in a helicopter and drop down on an enemy, you're going to send in your contribution to the peace candidate, because you do not want to go off and fight jihadis, crazy people that cut your head off and who are insane out of their minds. Go ahead, Ken.
No, hang on. Two more items. In Council Bluff, Iowa, they found some guy that was missing for 10 years behind a freezer. And I guess an abandoned grocery store. And then last item I got here in Fort Worth, I live close to these grain elevators. They must store sand in it. And they were digging around in there one day, and they found a skeleton sitting under the sand, which kind of strange story. Interesting things. Hey, I'm gone.
Okay, all right, Ken. Well, don't fall into a grain elevator. It's not fun. And thank you very much. Thank you for your patriotism, Ken. Let's see here. Let's go to let's dig into another story here. This is the president is putting this up. And so let's just see. This is audio that the president's putting up. So let's see why he's putting it up. I don't know what this one is. Let's just go see. Why is the president tweeting this piece of audio? He wants us to hear it. Let's find out why.
So far, it's been a bit of a bust. On optics, this was a disaster.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster early on.
This has been a disaster for the Democrats, and I think it's been a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller.
Ultimately, it didn't land where the Democrats said,
I did not think it went well.
Was the ball advanced?
No. Impeachment's over.
I think the likelihood of impeachment went down sharply today.
He was boring. I thought in some cases he was sort of evasive.
Uninspired. He was clipped. He was confused at times.
He seemed lost at times.
Appearing to not know basic fact patterns.
It was like watching a passionate conversation with an answering machine.
He wouldn't actually say what happened. I thought that was frustrating.
And I expected perhaps a little bit more forceful defense of this investigation.
Bob Mueller's grasp and presentation of the underlying facts was not very detailed.
Evasive and restless, and sometimes he did not appear to have full command of the report that he issued.
There were also times when it seemed like he was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation.
A very ineffective defense of his own work.
What do you think the Democrats should do next?
Two words. They should shut up.
Now, the president pulled that clip off of MSNBC. I don't know where he pulled it from, because it included CNN and MSNBC. It included all the fake news channels. And so you're hearing different voices, some of which should have been familiar to you, like, Chris Wallace and so on. But that was all these left-wing liberal people. It was so bad. The Mueller catastrophe was so damn bad that even left-wing liberals could not put lipstick on that pig. It was a beautiful moment. And I like what, John Nolte, we read his editorial yesterday, spicy, good, energetic. It's like what Alex Marlowe said. Remember, Nolte works for Marlowe. Marlowe said, you got to get out there. You got to be loud. You've got to, don't play patty cake with the enemy. And he used the example of Andrew Breitbart, who would get out in the street and scream back at these left-wingers. And the heck with all this, Queensberry rules and all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, Nolte, remember how he wrote his description of Mueller? And this is what I hope happened. He said, did you see this? Did you see what just happened? He introduced a number of his paragraphs with that thought. It's kind of like, are you kidding? Did you see that? Because it's so unbelievable to see how bad Mueller was. I mean, how many times can you have a guy and not answer a question? These are simple questions. What was the most devastating question? It might have been, I forget the name of the congressman who asked him. He was asking him about Fusion GPS, the company headed by Glenn Simpson. Fusion GPS, which is at the eye of the hurricane of the entire witch hunt. Fusion GPS created the Steele dossier. It was Nellie Orr who was working, employed, being paid by Fusion GPS, which was being paid by Hillary Clinton. Nellie Orr, who I think speaks Russian, and who is married to Bruce Orr, the Asian. I don't think Nellie Orr is Asian, but who is one of the top people at the FBI and Justice Department. And Mueller didn't know what Fusion GPS was. We'll be right back. That might have been the topper. We'll be right back. Free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and
I ain't yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, we're back. Doing our thing. Of anything they're given, I'm proud and white, and I got a song to sing. Hey, Well, we're back. We got to leave here in a couple of minutes. But I want to end. You know, I love this guy, John Nolte. I was giving my salute to Alex Marlowe there, John Nolte's boss. But John Nolte's latest column is a humdinger. I just read it during the break here. And let me just read you just a bit of this. Come on, I got to find it. Here it is. Listen to this writing. John Nolte. He's writing about Jonah Goldberg, who is the former editor-in-chief of National Review, the magazine Bill Buckley founded and ran for so many decades. And remember, National Review is a rhino neocon magazine now, and has been for a long time. And they came out four square against Donald Trump in the primaries and the general election. They hated Donald Trump. My former high school classmate, speaking of West Los Angeles and Santa Monica and the Palisades, Michael Medved was one of the people who contributed to the why we are against Trump complete issue of National Review. But John, listen to what Nolte writes about Jonah Goldberg, who's kind of like Mike Medved. And the interesting personalities here. Alex Marlowe, I've just looked up his bio and so on. His mother is Jewish. His dad is Christian. And Jonah Goldberg has it reversed. His dad is Jewish and his mother is an Episcopalian. But Goldberg goes down the evil path. Alex Marlowe goes down the hero path. And now John Nolte, he writes this. And the sore loser, never Trump, coup to overturn a presidential election ends not with a bang, not with a whimper, but with this pitiful, gerbil-like squeak of despair from Jonah Goldberg. And then I have to skip this and so on. But then Nolte writes, freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Morality is tone. And he's referring to the fact that Goldberg said Mueller demonstrated that he is a vastly better man than Trump. Trump heaps gross scorn on him for 2 years, and Mueller refused a single ad hominem. He says, I got to skip way down here. So no, Robert Mueller did not hurl insults, but in a desperate attempt to overturn a presidential election, he abdicated the cornerstone of American justice by introducing an all-new standard called presumed guilty until exonerated. And that's the communist standard, and not exonerated by a jury, but by the prosecutor prosecuting the case. But he did it with dignity, according to Goldberg. And it's more brilliance here, more brilliance than I'll ever muster in the rest of this editorial. Read it for yourself on Breitbart. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again when we have our 2-hour get together on Sunday here in the Trump Clubhouse from 4 to 6 Eastern Time. See you then.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.